Who's Afraid of the Taylor Swift? A Daredevil fic written by 94 Bottles of Snapple and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt and Karen get front row seats to the thrilling saga of Foggy's eternal hatred for Taylor Swift. Oh god, kill it with fire! Matt popped the earbud from his right ear, then paused at the position he'd been listening to. Okay, what with fire? He chanced to sniff up the air to check if he'd somehow missed Karen infiltrating the office with subpar sandwich spreads again. But there was nothing. Well, the usual level of something that Matt counted as nothing. Printer ink, shampoo and body wash and a hint of perfume, slightly over-roasted coffee, half a pastrami on rye. Leaned back in his chair and stretched. It had been nearly an hour since they'd convened in the conference room. Matt figured he probably ought to get up soon and grab some water. How can you not hear it? Foggy growled. How is it not driving you insane? Matt refocused on his hearing. Foggy, carrying the hum of buzzing lights, someone next door loudly playing a pop song of some kind, a printer a floor down, nothing all that unusual. Of course, the only thing among that list that Foggy would be likely to pick up on was the music? Matt guessed. If you want to be generous, seized Foggy. Karen's hair brushed the table as she tilted her head. Huh? She said. Now that you mention it, is that Taylor Swift? My mortal nemesis! Matt smothered a snort into his hand. I thought Brad was your nemesis, pointed out just to see where Foggy would go with that. Air swished as Foggy flapped its submissive hand. That's different. Brad is my frenemy nemesis. Taylor Swift is the bane of my existence. Really? Your entire existence? Asked Karen. There was an adorable lilt of half-hidden humor in her voice. Matt grinned. Riling up Foggy had always been a fun pastime, but it was nice to finally have a partner in crime. You have a whole nemesis you've never told me about, he chimed in, affecting a hurt expression. I thought we were best friends. We are, insisted Foggy, scandalized. Of course we... Don't make that face of me. Fine, fine. You want the story? You're getting the story. Settle in. The thrilling saga of Foggy's eternal hatred for Taylor Swift. Satisfied, Matt rested his chin in his hands. Across the table, Karen took a sip of coffee. There was nothing quite like a Foggy Nelson story. Though Matt protested on principle whenever the Butchie story was brought out for the millionth time, he never truly got sick of any of Foggy's tales. It was the summer before 1L. Foggy began ominously. Maybe because Tessa had just turned 14. She should have been on vacation with her parents in Florida, but she'd whined and whined about staying behind in the city to spend time with her new boyfriend Lance. I'd gone back to work at the shop between semesters, and Matt was... I don't know, man, what were you doing that summer? You didn't come home with me. Sitting up straight, Matt wrapped a hand over his chin and thought back. Well, that was 2009, so I must have been helping with repairs at St. Agnes. Okay, so Matt was at St. Agnes, Foggy said, and Theo, the lucky bastard, was on a road trip, which meant he did not have to be party to Tessa's bitching about having to mop the shop floors, or listen to her blast her music at all hours of the day, or put up with her squealing about the concert she and Lance were going to go to at the end of August. Ah, Karen said solemnly. Taylor Swift? Oh yeah, and by the time the dreaded day came around, I could recite those fucking songs backwards in my sleep. I legitimately had nightmares with a goddamn Taylor Swift soundtrack. Well, lucky I'm not the one with superpowers, because I'm not a good enough person not to have used them for villainy under those circumstances. Matt supposed he couldn't exactly judge. He himself had developed a Pavlovian rage response to the X-Files opening because Fran's niece watched it at 2 a.m. in an apartment setting. So that's why, he said thoughtfully. Foggy shook his head so hard that his hair slapped him in the face. Oh no, Foggy denied. That's not all of us. A laugh leapt from Karen's mouth. It's not? You forget. The concert. Lance was an annoying little prick, but he was something else, too. A cheater. Matt had an idea where the story would turn next. Oh no, he muttered. Oh yes, 3 days before the concert he breaks up with Tessa and he asks for the ticket back so he can take his new girlfriend, the girl he'd been cheating on Tessa with. What a dick, Karen blurted, standing up so suddenly that she nearly toppled her chair over. Yeah, Lance is the worst, but the point is... Foggy slapped one of his hands down onto the table. The point is that I was forced on pain of death by my mom and Aunt Stephanie to cancel an anniversary dinner with Marcy with 3 days' notice, all because I had to go to that stupid Taylor Swift concert with Tessa. Oh shit. Matt had forgotten Foggy was still dating Marcy that summer. Try to imagine the level of her wrath at being brushed off 3 days before an anniversary dinner, and then had to stop because it activated his long-dormant flight response. That could not have ended well, Karen summed up. Oh yeah, to say the least, Foggy agreed. And after all that, I still had to suffer another week of Tessa drowning her broken heart in a 90 decibel loop of forever and always before I could escape back to Columbia. So, my mortal nemesis, may her terrible music burn in hell. Thank you, Foggy. That was very educational, I told him, and even managed to suppress the wave of laughter trying to creep into his voice. Now, the question was, how much did Taylor Swift albums cost, and could Matt get his hands on one before Foggy's birthday? Do not! Foggy shouted. Matt jolted to attention, clutching his hand to his heart. Don't what? He asked after he'd caught his breath with as much innocence as he could muster. I haven't done anything. Yeah, like I don't know that look. I swear to God, Murdoch, I will get you. Matt, still giddy with adrenaline, couldn't help but press his luck. And what exactly would that entail, Mr. Nelson? He purred, leaning with his chin on his fist. You do not! Foggy simmered back, jabbing a finger in Matt's direction. With a face and your mouth and the sexy voice. Foggy, you're looking a little red, teased Karen. Are you sure you can back up your threat? Seems more like Matt's the one who's going to get you. You're both fired! Foggy groaned into his hands. Matt laughed. Well, look on the bright side, Foggy, he said. What's that? The music has stopped. They all listened quietly for a few seconds. As Matt has said, the financial office next door was no longer subjecting them to the dulcet tones of Miss Swift. Blessed silence, Foggy cried, walking forward to pillow his head on his arms. Matt reached out to pat Foggy's head and combed his finger through his best friend's soft hair. His suffering was vast, he agreed, smiling. You suck, Matt. When Matt opened his mouth to reply, Karen kicked him under the table. He stowed the dirty punt for the moment and turned his attention to the hall outside their office, where someone was just lifting their hand to knock. Time to get back to work.